DeepEnglish.com. Amazing Animals. Active Speaking, Part C. Sadly, no one could save Jack from an ignoble end. He died in October 1937 after eating rat poison, but his name lives on. Could someone save Jack from an ignoble end? No, no one could save Jack from an ignoble end. When did he die? He died in October 1937. How did he die? He died after eating rat poison. Has his name died? No, his name hasn't died. His name lives on. The residents of his home city in Wales are all nicknamed Swansea Jacks in the four-legged lifeguard's honor. What are the residents of his home city nicknamed in his honor? The residents of his home city are all nicknamed Swansea Jacks. A dog is a man's best friend for a reason. Their unconditional love, loyalty, and practical use have won them a place in our hearts and homes. Is there a reason a dog is a man's best friend? Yes, there is a reason a dog is a man's best friend. Why have they won a place in our hearts and homes? They have won a place in our hearts and homes because of their unconditional love, loyalty, and practical use. Their connection with humans is unique. Is their connection with humans common? No, their connection with humans isn't common. Their connection with humans is unique. In nature, no two species interact and share such common ground as the human and the hound. Are there two other species in nature that interact and share such common ground as the human and the hound? No, there aren't two other species in nature that interact and share such common ground as the human and the hound. The history of humans and dogs is long. The earliest human footprint is in a cave in France. Is the history of humans and dogs short? No, the history of humans and dogs isn't short. The history of humans and dogs is long. Where is the earliest human footprint? The earliest human footprint is in a cave in France. It is 26,000 years old. Next to that ancient footprint is the footprint of a dog. How old is it? It is 26,000 years old. What footprint is next to that ancient footprint? The footprint of a dog is next to that ancient footprint. Without dogs, the last 26,000 years of human history could have taken a very different path. Without dogs, could the last 26,000 years of human history have taken a very different path? Yes, without dogs, the last 26,000 years of human history could have taken a very different path. There are different theories on how the relationship with humans and dogs began. Is there one theory on how the relationship with humans and dogs began? No, there isn't one theory on how the relationship with humans and dogs began. There are different theories on how the relationship with humans and dogs began. Some believed that humans tamed wolves. Others believed that wolves tamed themselves. Whatever the case, humans and dogs have much in common. What animals do some believe humans tamed? Some believe that humans tamed wolves. What do others believe wolves did themselves? Others believe that wolves tamed themselves. Do humans and dogs have much in common? Yes, humans and dogs have much in common. Both are cooperative, communicative, and thrive in social groups. Are both difficult and uncommunicative? No, both aren't difficult and uncommunicative. Both are cooperative and communicative. Do they die in social groups? No, they don't die in social groups. They thrive in social groups. Humans and dogs were originally nomadic, and both are capable of traveling long distances. Were humans and dogs originally crazy? No, humans and dogs weren't originally crazy. Humans and dogs were originally nomadic. Are they both capable of traveling long distances? Yes, they are both capable of traveling long distances. Eventually, humans finally stopped moving and put down roots, and dogs were at their sides. Why did humans finally stop moving? Humans finally stopped moving to put down roots. Where were the dogs? The dogs were at their sides. Dogs might not have just been along for the ride, though. Were dogs just along for the ride? No, dogs weren't just along for the ride. Some believe they were a key partner that led to human civilization. Were they an unimportant partner that led to human civilization? No, they weren't an unimportant partner that led to human civilization. They were a key partner that led to human civilization. Dogs didn't only help us hunt, they helped defend us against enemies and alerted us to dangers. Did dogs only help us hunt? No, dogs didn't only help us hunt. What did they help defend us against? They helped defend us against enemies. What did they alert us to? They alerted us to dangers. Our dog defenders provided the safety necessary for humans to stop moving, build, farm, and become civilized. What did our dog defenders provide that was necessary for humans? Our dog defenders provided the safety that was necessary for humans. Why was safety necessary for humans? Safety was necessary for humans to stop moving, build, farm, and become civilized. Swansea Jack was doing what dogs have been doing for thousands of years, protecting our hides, saving our bacon, and helping us prosper. Is protecting our hides, saving our bacon, and helping us prosper what dogs have been doing for thousands of years? Yes, protecting our hides, saving our bacon, and helping us prosper is what dogs have been doing for thousands of years. Just like humans, animals can't always save the day. Sometimes they see us pass away, and just like humans, they suffer deep sadness. Can animals always save the day? No, animals can't always save the day. What do they sometimes see us do? They sometimes see us pass away. Do they suffer mild sadness? No, they don't suffer mild sadness, they suffer deep sadness. Grief is an intense emotion, which sooner or later catches up with us all. Where once there was flesh, blood, and love, death leaves us with a deep sense of loss. What is an intense emotion, which sooner or later catches up with us? Grief is an intense emotion which sooner or later catches up with us. Grief can turn the world of both animal and human on its head. What can turn the world of both animal and human on its head? Grief can turn the world of both animal and human on its head.